haere mai ki, tēnei hōtaka, welcome to the panel on RNZ National. Wallace Chapman here again. Coming up, the latest on Omicron. The Prime Minister says when there is evidence of Omicron transmitting in the community, the whole country will move to the red traffic light setting. And Northland to join the rest of the country in the orange setting from 11:59pm tonight. We talked about that with Jeff Milner. Jeff is the Chief Executive from the Ngāti Hena Health Trust. Also today, there's an increasing call to keep our dental health front of mind, even with so many other issues going on. One dentist said there's been no movement on this issue for over two decades. Dr. Katie Ayers with us on that. And a case for open prisons, where prisoners live in flatting-like situations where you can budget, learn to cook meals. Is it something you'd support? Why or why not? And here's one for you. Councils decline rates discount for unvaccinated residents who aren't able to use facilities. So should unvaccinated residents get rates relief because they can't go into council facilities like libraries? Text us 2101. We can email me, thepanel@rnz.co.nz. With me today, Paula Penfold, Senior Journalist with Investigative Unit Stuff Circuit. Paula, kia ora, nice to have you on again.
Kia ora, well, it's nice to be here again. Thank you for having me.
Also, Nick Leggett, who is the former mayor of Porirua and chief executive of Iara Aotearoa Transporting NZ. Nick, welcome to you. Welcome to the program.
Kia ora, Wallace.
I thought we'd start with this. This caught my eye in the conversation. Chivalry is not dead, but it's about time it was, writes Beatrice Alba in an opinion piece for the conversation. But many people might ask, what is wrong with opening a door for someone, pulling out a chair, for example? Isn't that just good manners? Or is it something else, such as benevolent sexism? Dr. Beatrice Alba is a lecturer in psychology at Australia's Deakin University in Victoria and is with us now to explain. Dr. Alba, welcome to the program.
Thank you. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Well, you're right about this notion of benevolent sexism. What does that mean?
So benevolent sexism is basically this idea that men need to cherish and protect women and put them on a pedestal. And while it all seems very nice and pleasant and romantic in a lot of people's eyes, there's an underlying implication of all that, that women are somehow weaker than men and in need of protection from men and less competent than men.
But it is nicer, isn't it? You pull out a chair for someone. You're at a restaurant or a bank or a cafe, and a woman comes through, you open the door. It's old-fashioned etiquette.
Yeah, and some people are into that, but not everyone is.
So how might it be harmful?
So there's nothing to suggest that any individual act of kindness, if that's all it is harmful, because people can do kind things for each other all the time. I can open doors for men too, and I don't think there's anything wrong with that. But the problem with benevolent sexism is that there's a set of attitudes that kind of correlate with one another, and they all involve this belief that women are somehow less competent than men and in need of protection because they're so delicate. And, you know, entailed in that are a range of other problematic attitudes and behaviours, such as things like being condescending to women in other contexts, like mansplaining, which I'm sure you've all heard of. And even those attitudes correlate with something even darker than that, which is called hostile sexism. And they're those really overtly negative attitudes towards women.
Very interesting, Beatrice. Well, we've got a panel with us, and let's get in the jump. And Paula, let's bring you in. What do you make of this?
I always say hallelujah to this research. To be honest, it articulates really well a feeling that I've had about this for a long time now, which is that it's just a little awkward when someone does that, when a man does that for you, holds open the doors to the lift or whatever it might be, unnecessarily, because you're perfectly capable of getting into the lift by yourself. It creates a sort of social geography awkwardness that I feel uncomfortable with. And I like hearing it explained that part of that is a kind of maybe unconscious patronizing attitude and condescension. And I don't mean to sound unappreciative, because probably people think that they're doing, men might think that they're doing the right thing. And I like the idea of reciprocal kindness, but not the kind of condescension that comes with thinking that I can't do these things for myself.
I've got a bit of response here, Beatrice. I'm a 53-year-old female. I completely agree with Wallace.
Yep.
So there'd be a variety, I guess what I'm saying is there'd be a variety of views in this. Some people might really see what Paul is saying. Others go, hang on, I enjoy having a door open for me.
Yeah, and that's exactly what the research shows. And I discussed that in my article, that it's quite common for women to like those things. I mean, that's what we find. Women often want these things in a partner. And, you know, the reason for that is that it's perceived as being kind. It's perceived as being warm. It's perceived as being an indicator that a man cares for you and that he's willing to invest in you, say, when it happens in a romantic context. But, you know, that's a bit of an uncritical view. Like, I think we're at a point where we can sort of step back and say, maybe the things that we think aren't always true. Sometimes we're mistaken. And this might be one of those instances where something might appear pleasant, but we're not aware of those underlying problematic issues. You know, well, so a little bit more critical thought about it might
interesting.
Enlighten us somewhat.
Well, Nick's been quiet on this. Nick, the piece says there's an inherent condescension in benevolent sexism that views women are less competent than men. What do you make of this?
Well, I think that's probably true, but I think it's about where the act comes from in a person. Like you, Wallace, I mean, I try and hold the door open for people irrespective of gender, and I offer to pay for coffee, and I'm happy for people to do that to me. But there are expectations of men still in society as much as the attitudes from men. And I think what's really good about this research is that it makes us think about where our actions come from. But also, it does talk about the expectations of women as well. So it's informing, and I think that's what's really important here. It's awareness builds changes of attitudes and behaviours, and I think it's very useful from that perspective.
All right. Very interesting research, Dr. Alba. Kia ora, and thank you for joining us here in New Zealand to open the conversation. We've already had a bit of response about this already, so I look forward to sharing them with the listeners.
Thank you so much. That was a wonderful discussion and head and shoulders above any that I've had here in Australia. So thank you.
Really? And no, are you still there?
Yeah, I'm thinking about moving to New Zealand.
And Beatrice, in what way?
Yeah. Oh, you were just, I mean, you were so open-minded. You're so willing to consider the argument, everyone on the panel. And, you know, some really great critical thinking. All I've gotten here in Australia is outrage from women and men. So,
yeah, are you serious?
Absolutely. I had high expectations. I know New Zealand is great, but honestly, it's been such a treat. Thank you so much for that.
Anytime. Come again. Kia ora to you. Paula Penfold, have you worked in media in Australia at all?
No, I've been over there to report, you know, frequently, but I've not actually been based there. But I'm quite blown away by what she's just said in terms of the reaction that she's received. I mean, why are people so offended by this? I know, and there will be plenty of people in New Zealand who are as well. I'm sure that you're getting some of that feedback too, Wallace. But what's so challenging? What's so confronting about this?
Yeah, well, we can just sit here and talk about it, right, in a fairly open-minded way. But I've got to say, Paula, a lot of people are saying, look, I love anyone opening a door for me. 90% of people are saying this.
Is that right? 90%? Yeah. Interesting. I suppose it depends on the dynamic. It depends on the person. It depends on lots of things about the relationship, doesn't it? But I like the fact that it's raising the context and the foundation on which those so-called acts of chivalry are based. And it's a good conversation to have.
Good on you. Thank you. Paula Penfold and Nick Leggett with me this afternoon. All right, time for I've Been Thinking. Paula, what's been on your mind?
Have you seen the new Wellington sign? Do you call it a sign? It's a sign, I suppose, on the waterfront. Wellington without the I. I love it. I think it's clever. I think it's eye-catching. I think there's some really bright thinking behind the design of this, to leave out the eye so that people can insert themselves into that gap. It's designed for kind of free marketing on social media, because people put themselves in that gap as the eye, take a photo and pop it on their Insta feed or whatever. I think that the total cost of this was about $130,000. And the clever thing about it is that it can be engineered to be moved to whatever location at whatever time for whatever purpose. You know, again, it will be, I imagine, probably controversial. There'll be people who absolutely hate it or think that money should have been spent on Wellington's crumbling infrastructure, which, you know, there is an argument for that, but let's be fair, $130,000 wasn't going to fix that. Mm. I think it's cool. I think, you know, it kind of is reminiscent of the time of when Wellington came up with Absolutely Positively Wellington and was a bit kind of cute about itself and a bit, you know, knows how to be talked about. And I think this is a really good and really well-designed example of that.
Interesting, isn't it? Even the haters are going to it and standing on it saying, I hate it, but here I am on the eye.
That's clever, isn't it? That's really clever design in that case.
So where in Auckland can we do the same sort of interactive sculpture? That's what I'd like to know. Where? Oh, hang on. Yes, I came to mind. There's a picture frame at the Arataki Visitor Centre in the Waitakere. It's that type of thing, isn't it? You put yourself into the sculpture. Kia ora, Paula. All right, time for I've Been Thinking with Nick Leggett.
Well, this follows on almost a little bit from Paula, because it is local government election year. And I have been thinking that more civic-minded Kiwis need to start considering whether they might be the right kind of people to stand for their local council. I was an elected member previously, and I found it incredibly rewarding. And, you know, I think there's a misconception that you have to be a subject matter expert or a political activist. And, you know, actually, you just need to care about your community and have some ideas about how to progress things in your neighbourhood or your community. And, you know, because the role is governance, not management. And I think that people should think about whether they can add something, because, you know, we're living in a reactionary world, as we've discussed. And I think we want people from different backgrounds with different ideas to come forward in October and say, hey, how about me for a vote and for a seat on the council?
15 years of your life, Nick. Were they good years? Did you enjoy it?
I did. It was fantastic. And, you know, I still feel connected to it. So, yeah, I think it's great. You can make a difference.
Yeah. Paula, have you ever thought of running for council?
I've spent, long hours reporting on council meetings over the years, and so I haven't ever thought of running for council myself, but I do honestly admirably take my hat off to the people who do it, because that work is so vitally important. That local work is just, you know, the foundation of how we live in our society. So I really respect those people who do put themselves forward.
Yeah. Look, a big response, as you'd know, from the chivalry. I'm a 61-year-old heterosexual woman. I do not appreciate doors being held open for me or other types of so-called chivalry. I definitely support Paula's view. A lot to discuss this afternoon. Stay with us. The panel, 4 to 5, right here.